What's up, y'all? Welcome to What's Happening with Carolina Chuck. Hit that dadgum like and subscribe button. Boy, don't make me tell you again. Today's guest is an entrepreneur. He's got his own construction business, TV show, and he's a country music star that lives right here in York County. And today we're going to talk about how he ties it all together. And at the end, there is an exclusive sneak peek at his new song he's recording. Check it out. To hear the story behind it and then hear him play it, it's a pretty cool moment. So y'all check it out and meet Mr. Matt Tucker.
I'm on to your butt.
You know, what you need is some of that hysterical perfect. You know what I mean?
We ain't one at a time in here. We're mass communicating.
Oh, yeah. That's a powerful new force.
Mm-hmm. Think of it, Junior.
Yeah. Dude, this place is crazy cool, dude.
Yeah, this is like big deal, dude.
Yeah.
It's brand new. So he's calling it Magnolia Park.
Yeah.
My buddy Landis Pierce. You met Landis.
Yeah.
He
helped set up some of the stuff. It would have been clamping to some chairs.
Well, I figured, you know, this is perfect because if you needed something or needed some help.
Yeah.
He's our audio guy. I mean, he's always done everything for me. He's made records for me.
And, dude, that's cool for me because I've been winging this from the get-go. You know what I mean? Like, I have no expertise at all.
No, that's what it's all about, though, man.
But I'm like
I don't know 60-something what I'm doing
episodes in, you know? But
nice.
Anyways, let me talk about how I come across Matt Tucker.
As he opens his... Landis said, make sure I plug Moonlander's Lemonade.
Moonlander's Lemonade. That sounds delicious.
We're
going
to try it. It is. I've been alcohol-free for a little over 2 years now. I used to be pretty deep into it. I was an alcoholic and went through it. She helped me get out of it. But I will have one of these cannabis drinks every once in a while.
Yeah. I had one the other day. And dude, I'm sitting there by myself playing with the AI and I'm making like just crazy little pictures and just rolling hysterically, but it was awesome.
Oh, yeah,
I've quit drinking, about 2.5 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. I used to get pretty wild. I got to it was cold in the North Country. I got to where I wanted a little shot of moonshine in the morning. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it was the coffee kind, you know what I mean?
That's right. It's all about the flavor, baby.
But speaking of drinking, let me talk about how I met you. First time I heard your name, and this is why I think you have you've got an incredible path that you've been on. I met your mom.
Did you really?
Yeah, I was buying a truck, and they're like, you can't buy this. You got to go up to Family Trust or somewhere. I was like, dang, I had no credit or whatever. So I ended up sitting in there with your mom for a little while they were approving me. Yep.
That's cool.
And she was telling me about her son that plays country music. And this is 10 years ago, probably more maybe. And I'm like, she believed in you big time. I was like, I don't know who that is, but, you know, one day I'll run across him. So anyway, here's a really cool story to me anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So... my buddy's old lady split up with him. He was down and out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was going to take him out and have a good time. So we go to this little bar in Lake Wiley, and a band playing. Band was playing, and somebody's like, that's Matt Tucker. I said, that's Matt Tucker? I said, I just heard all about this guy. You know what I mean? I was like, this is amazing.
Do you remember the place?
It was, I can't remember. It's not there no more.
What was it, near the
it
water?
It was in the little corner across from Sweetwater.
Yeah, the Oyster Bar?
Something right there. Yeah, that place. That was the place.
I played there one time, man.
Really?
You must have came there the one time. It might have been two times.
Yeah.
Because it really wasn't open that long either.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember that place now.
Okay, so so here's what happened. You might remember this because this was pretty funny. He's all, you know, he's heartbroken, everything, and I'm married, so, you know, I'm just out here having fun. And he asked this girl to dance, and she said no. he got shot down. I said, dang, my man got shot down. I'm like, I can't believe he did like that. So I grabbed him by his arm, and I took him up on the dance floor. Me and him danced together until she came and snatched him from me.
I think I remember that.
Yeah.
I do, because, like, this is, man, you just deja vu'd me a little bit.
Yeah.
I think I remember that.
Yeah.
I mean, was pretty big into drinking then.
Hey, so. I was wide open that night. Then I had my brother come pick us up to DD, and we got him way more tore up than I was. So
yeah.
It was a crazy night, but yeah, we all made it home, and I was like, there's Matt Tucker. This is crazy.
We're here now.
Yeah.
We made it this far.
So, what's happened between now and then? Because I was literally lifting to like 20 songs that you did today.
Did you? Appreciate it, man.
And I'm like, dang, these is good. Like, these are really good. I mean, this is songs that like about me, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, this guy's speaking for me, which is I talked to a couple of other country singers, and which is what you're trying to do is you're trying to speak for those who can't speak for themselves. Like, this guy writes a love song, whatever. Mm-hmm. I can't say that kind of stuff, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But that's what the songs do.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, I appreciate you listening, man. Yeah. That's big. I guess, how many years ago was that when you saw me?
I'm thinking 10, maybe. I don't know.
So that was, sheesh. Well, back then I was married.
Yeah.
Back then. Since COVID. Man, COVID turned a lot of things around for a lot of people, I think.
Mm-hmm.
My whole world turned upside down during COVID. I went through a divorce.
Mm.
I was a part of a business. I mean, this was, I guess you could call it self-inflicted. You know, a lot of it had to do with the alcohol.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of demons inside of me. There was a lot going on that I've faced since then, I guess you'd say.
Right.
But a lot of that stuff you listen to, which would be the newer album, the Untucked album, I released it.
Oh, that's, yeah.
And I released it in 2024, babe? Or 2020? I mean, I started releasing some of the songs early, and then once we finished the whole project, I released the whole album. But it pretty much came to life during COVID.
Yeah.
So a lot of the songwriting, you know, it was all in plan.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's just COVID came and like the world shut down, and I guess I was going through so much too, especially mentally. I mean, I was deep into the bottle, you know. I was pretty much living where I had to live until I met Morgan, and she helped me straighten things out. But there was so much going on with me then that I had to do something to get it off my mind. So
yeah,
all I did was write songs. I just dove into the book and just started writing songs. And I wrote
and that's
songs
the Untucked album.
Yeah. So I pretty much wrote the whole thing during COVID, and it was either, I mean, there's a few of them that are solo writes where I just write, because I like writing, but I love co-writing.
Yeah.
You know.
That's what I was going to ask you. I was like, you wrote them songs all by yourself?
Not all of them. I mean, there's a few I wrote that were just me.
Mm-hmm.
Me and her wrote a couple.
Oh, wow.
I got a buddy of mine, that Jay Teague. He's actually originally from Chester.
Mm-hmm.
But he's made the move to Nashville and done all that, and we wrote a couple on there, and I've got some friends in Nashville where I was co-writing a lot with those guys
mm-hmm.
over the years. And it's just, I mean, some of the songs was stuff I already had, like Low Light Situation on that album. I actually had a demo done in like 2014 or 2015 of when we finished writing it in Nashville.
Yeah.
And demo quality stuff, I mean, it really ain't something that you want to, like an artist ain't going to really release it.
They're kind of having
to pass around. And like, at first we were just pitching that song in Nashville
mm-hmm.
back in those days. And I just had the demo for a while. And then I was like, man, I never did anything with this song, and it's a good song.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of revisited with it, and we brought it in the studio and put it on the album. So.
Dude, that's incredible. I mean, cause the way I listened to your songs was literally like top 20, so the albums I didn't catch on to yet.
Right.
But I really like it, you know what
yeah.
I mean? The sounds good, that. The songs are deep and like relatable, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's pretty good.
Yeah, a lot of us coming from real experience.
And that's what I was gonna say too, man. What's cool about you, from being a third party, not really knowing you well until right now, you're like the best, I don't know, it's almost like you want to say legit, you know what I mean? Like, you know how, like, rappers want to be gangsters? Like, you got this whole blue-collar thing going. Like, you really, like, you go out here working, then you're playing songs, and it's like, you know, you ain't trying to do nothing but you be yourself.
It's how I live my life, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, that's, man, cool. I appreciate it. Yeah. It's like the whole branded thing with that, too. Like, I'd always had that life and done that life, but I never, like, until recently,
like, I guess when the both past together.
4 or 5 years, yeah, why wouldn't I just, like, I'm writing about it. Why wouldn't I just say, instead of making it sound like, oh, yeah, I just got off my tour bus and showed up to the gig tonight, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
If I did that, then that's fine. But, like, you know, there's times that you, some artists may portray it that way and do that. But I'm like, I mean, we've all fibbed about stuff. You know what I mean? But
yeah, yeah.
I was like, man, I need to just be honest. It's the easiest thing to do. And it probably interesting to somebody.
Yeah. You know? I thought it was kind of a cool thing. So
why not? And we try it and see where we can go with it, man. I have fun with it anymore. Like, you know, I used to be pretty bitter about the whole Nashville thing, spending so much time out there. My thing was I never, like, moved to Nashville.
Right.
And I needed to, but I couldn't. Like, just, I guess if I really wanted to, I could have, but I couldn't. Like, I have kids.
But see, what I'm saying is what you're saying right now is what sets you apart. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's legit is what I'm saying is, you got responsibilities. That whole life, like, that's for somebody who ain't got those responsibilities. You still got the talent and everything, but right. you're staying true to yourself is what I see, and well, I think it's pretty cool.
I appreciate it, man.
You know what I mean? Not making it into Nashville because,
like,
you couldn't
be
commit.
Bitter yeah. about it, like I was yeah. like, what? Well, not really bitter towards other people, but I was just upset, I guess, inside.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of other things inside of me, too, going on that I
right.
went through, you know, especially, you know, the little over 2 years now it's been since I've quit drinking. Like,
that's a whole different, yeah, that's a whole, you got to figure out what happiness means. Yeah.
I feel like the me that I remembered before I started drinking.
And you know what?
And that's how bad I was into it.
Yeah.
Too,
yeah.
Know, like, I forgot that person and it made it. It erased it from my mind, too, until I got away from it long enough. You know, it also shows that the way God created us to heal, like, it came back to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah. I was able to remember, like, this is the me I used to like.
Yeah.
You know, so now, and now to me, now the writing thing is so, it's so much more fun to me now, because now I'm not, at the same time of going through all that hell and being on bottom, nothing really bothers me. So there's no fear to say things I wouldn't say before.
Right, right.
You know, so now I can really dig in deep and say the stuff I want to write about. And it's real because I actually felt it. You know what I'm saying? So,
and
then it's fun to me,
out.
It's fun to perform. Because you can, like, really get into it, you know?
Yeah, that's what I also want to talk about, the performing, man. What is that like to be like that? Like, because I can only sing in the car on the way up here, and I'm like, dude, if I couldn't do that. But, you know, my only experience with that is I got out and boxed, right? And I like that rush of being out there in front of people. But
if that's your thing, then that you would compare it to that. Because, I mean, it's easy to take something like, for me, with music, the way I feel about it. And it's, for me, it's the whole aspect of music. It's songwriting, because I love writing too. But it's also now, like, I'm getting into vintage guitars and stuff. So now I really, like, pay attention to more of the stuff my granddaddy did, which was bluegrass. So I pay attention more to the picking and stuff and, like, appreciating things differently. So I see it a whole different aspect to a lot of it now. But so for you, like, you know, you could dive in like that with boxing. You know what I mean? And compare it the same way. I mean, it's man, my songs are my kids, essentially.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
I mean,
and it's one of them things, like, you can't just, I'm into music now. It's one of them things to where you're in it for a while, you know? So you really find, you got to be dedicated. It's like anything, you know? So if you love it, you're going to, you know, for me, I mean, just been told no so many times. You know?
Yeah, I can't. I'm stubborn as hell, you know?
You know, right? That's me too. Like, if I really want to do it,
Yeah.
Like before music, when I was younger, my teens and all, like baseball was my passion.
Yeah.
I knew everything. I know everything about the sport. You know, I love baseball. I always will. And
what'd you play?
I played up to Colt League, like right into high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I was playing third base and right field back then,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But see, the nerves that I had on the field to play then
mm-hmm.
carried right into me getting on stage, getting up there. I love something so much. I want it so much that I scare myself
yeah.
to not, you know, want to do it. And then that's one thing that turned me to drinking.
Right.
And you know, I...
Well, let me tell you something.
You love so much, it also could hurt you. You know,
right.
That's a song, baby.
Don't you write a song about this, do we? Look.
We got it documented now. It's all good.
Yeah. So that was a... I think I learned something from baseball, too, because I started out... I was a catcher. Then I was a pitcher. And I think that being out there in front and having the, you know, being the catcher and the pitcher is like two main things. And that rush of being out there was, I liked that a little bit.
Yeah.
And then, dude, so here's how I found out I was into combat sports. I made it to like trying out in high school, and me and the second baseman didn't get along, and I couldn't throw as hard as I used to. So they put me in the outfield. Me and that dude collided and got up and fist fought right there in a scrimmage. I said, I'm done with this. And started doing other things. But let me ask you, how'd you quit drinking? What'd you do?
What did I do?
Yeah.
A lot was going on then. A lot. Personal stuff. And
yeah.
It was one of them for me. It was, I'm so damn stubborn that it was almost like one of those, you better, this ain't no time to play, like should I, could I, would I,
yeah,
get your shit together, bud,
right?
You know, like it's time right now, and you better dive in hard and prove it, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably a bloodline thing, because I remember when my dad was young, my brother got really sick and got in the hospital, and there was talks like he was in bad shape, you know. And the first, he got pneumonia really, really bad basically back then.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor told my dad, like, if you don't quit smoking, because he smoked two packs a day or something like that,
yeah.
in the house, you know,
wow,
back then it
yeah.
didn't matter. And so anyway, he just cold turkeyed him.
Yeah.
Dropped him like a bad habit and never touched him again.
Wow.
And that was, I was like, I guess it just, I did the same
That's
thing.
That's the only
I just
thing.
I quit
mm-hmm.
and I went through DTs like crazy. One thing that did help me, I did go get some CBD oil.
Yeah.
And when I would get bad, I just put it on my tongue.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, and that's kind of how I got through the withdrawals of, because I was drinking every day. You know, I was bad
mm-hmm.
into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just crutching on it. It turned into, I mean, for me, it was a growth thing, too. You know, like all that is like, you went through all that, knocked all them years, possibly knocking all them years off. You know, who
mm-hmm.
knows what I did. I mean, I did hospitalize myself one time for pancreatitis.
Dang, Bo.
Yeah, pancreatitis. And they were like, yeah, the only way you get this is gallstones and you ain't got them.
Yeah.
Or you drink too much.
Wow.
And I said, well, you just told me what happened. What's wrong, man? You know?
Yeah.
And I quit for a couple months after that and actually got right back into it. And when I got back into drinking, I dove in hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like I dive in hard to everything,
right?
And
yeah, sounds like myself
the,
talking.
That's when
over
the
here.
Life or death situation
yeah.
thing came about. I mean, so it was a wake up. I mean, there's a reason I'm still here. God left me here for a reason, and now I feel like I know what I, you know, I need to spread the word. Spread the word give my testimony about it, you know, and like.
Because somebody might hear this, that, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
they just need
just
one
say,
person
hey,
to say that they can stop.
That gives me the courage or whatever. Because, like, it's not the fact of, because, like, honestly, man, I've healed so much from it. And my mind's back to where it used to be. And I just feel like me again. I've got into this whole health thing and, like, holistic healthcare
yeah.
and going to the gym, trying to eat clean. Because all
yeah.
these bad things they put in all your foods and all this stuff. And so, like, just going that route.
Yeah, so that's what I did. I was like, I called it just selfish energy, right?
And I'm getting that heartburn.
And I just reinvested that energy back into myself, you know what I mean? To do things that I, you know, wanted to do. And like you said, how you felt like you used to feel, like I jumped into like watching like Star Wars stuff I liked when I was kid, you know what I mean? I went back that far to try to figure it
I love the movie thing when I want to get back to just clear my mind a little bit and try to think about what was the good, you know. Back to the Future is one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah?
I love Star Wars, too.
Yeah.
But Back to the Future would be my all-time, my favorite. But, yeah, I'm saying, I like to fish, too, man. Kind of getting back into the sportsman thing if I can, because I used to do it a lot, you know, in my teen years, and then start playing music. And I'm always gone playing shows or whatever. Or, you know, we did a lot of stuff around North and South Carolina more, but we did get into traveling, doing the Midwest thing for a while. We'd leave out of Nashville, and sometimes I'd have my normal guys with me, or we'd pick somebody up, like a player in Nashville, and go do a few.
How far out you travel to play? What's the farthest?
If it makes sense, and we can get there, you know.
No, I'm saying,
farthest I've been. Yeah. Kearney, Nebraska is the farthest I've been.
Nebraska.
Yeah.
Dang.
On the road.
That's incredible. You had like a regular tour, like almost?
Yeah, back then we had, we were running like a 35-foot, 38-foot, something like that, Winnebago.
Nice.
And we'd pull on our trailer full of equipment. So I think we were like 45-foot long, and I'm driving it with just normal driver's license. You know, like school bus.
My man.
Right on the magic bus.
That's awesome.
that was a good luxury. You know, that was some old family ties I had, basically, back when I was married.
Nice.
But, I mean, we still, like, if we do any long runs now, I'll rent whatever we need to do or try to lease one if we can. I mean, the goal, obviously, you get your own thing because you can get a nice RV now that looks like a dang tour bus.
Yeah.
And it's a house, and you can go do some pretty
they ain't
good.
Cheap though.
No, they're not. I tell you where my goals are, I guess.
Yeah.
We're trying to come up in there and buy the high country, baby.
Yeah, high country. Yeah. Hey, Fred Caldwell Chevy, come see me.
That's right.
So what are you? So you got a roof?
This is a prototype, man.
Yeah.
So I'm like in my trademark's pending on an apparel line. I'm gonna try to start. Yeah, you know, see what happens.
That's a cool dang shirt.
It's like a prototype. I just kind of designed something on one of those online deals.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Blue Collar Apparel is the clothing line I'm going to try to start. And
I mean, you ain't trying. Good, it's started good, right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's on me. Yeah. I mean, it's got a cool back. I don't know if you can see it or not. But it's just, this one's got the flag on it.
Oh, yeah. I like the color and everything.
Kind of add in the whole blue collar lifestyle stuff,
yeah,
you know, with it, and just make cool designs and have good fitting, comfy shirts.
I see y'all on the job sites all the time. And what's cool about that is I used to do custom stairs, prefabricated stairs, and we'd be out on the daggum. We'd come out when they're dropping the framing package off to drop the temp stair off, and then when they start building the second floor, we come out there and measure for the stair. Yes. Then we build it in the shop. And once the roof's on, we'd come out and install that thing.
Yeah.
Then when it's sheetrock, we'd come back and trim it out and put the handrail and stuff on. That for about 11 years.
If I lose my help on my little home studio I'm working on right now, I'll have to give you a shout then.
Holler at me. I got
my buddy Mike Gladden's helping me out right now. So me and Mike are on a TV show called Renovation Hunters.
What?
On the Outdoor Channel.
Really?
Yeah, this is season 4 we just filmed. But ever since the show came out, they've used my song Tiny Towns as their theme song.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I've actually went on the show.
I was listening to that at the pool yesterday.
Were you?
Yeah.
Heck yeah, man.
Blasting it. The neighborhood pool.
That's one. I didn't write Tiny Towns. My buddies... Gary Cantrell, I think Russell Sutton and think Nick Columbia, maybe. Yes, Nick Columbia. Anyway, the killer song. It got pitched around Nashville for a while back when I heard about it in like 2014. I heard the work tape and I'm like, dude, that's a smash. There's no way y'all ain't gonna get rich off that one.
Yeah.
And I think it got pitched around for a while, from my understanding. I don't know who, how, and when, but during COVID, I just reached out to my buddy Gary and we recorded the Untucked album in Nashville at Soundstage. So it's a studio a lot like what we're in now, because Landis kind of modeled it after all the A players, you know. So he brought in the guy that builds everybody's stuff, Dave.
Yeah, this is legit.
It's awesome, dude. Just Magnolia Park. But we actually recorded Untucked in Nashville before this place was here. This is brand new. And it was a killer experience. Like, it's the same studio everybody you hear on the radio. I got the same players that play on everybody's stuff on the radio for the most part, you know. So, you know, that was for me, that was a highlight.
Yeah.
To be able to be a part of that, so.
That's a cool, that was a good song, too.
Yeah, man,
appreciate it. What song that you wrote that means the most to you?
Oh, man, got to be American Dreamer right now or something. Yeah. That one just, that now means a lot to me because it's gotten recognized. And it's a patriotic song, man.
Yeah.
I love playing it live.
Did I hear you singing a Christmas song too?
I put a couple of them out, man.
Did you?
I
had you on your playlist, and a Christmas song came across, but I was walking around.
I put one out years ago when my son was little, and he sang on Silent Night with me.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I heard. Yeah,
that was my boy. When, gosh, I had to look at the year. He must have been 8 years old or something like that.
Wow.
And then I also put out Oh Holy Night in 2017. If you play a playlist, it might come across.
Yeah. Oh Holy Night. I think it was Oh Holy Night, because that's, I thought those were the same songs right then. But I'm, now that I'm thinking about it, it was Oh Holy Night. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That's cool as heck, dude.
But I was telling you about the TV show and I veered off talking about the studio. So they had me on the TV show Renovation Hunters during season one and two, and they brought me and the band in, and we did what they do is, so Renovation Hunters is it's basically a house flipping show. Okay.
Okay.
So they get, now it's, I think the thing, the rules that we followed this season was 8 days. We get 8 days to do all what they've planned. Okay. We got a big crew because we had a lot going on. Mm-hmm. But so anyway, during that build, one of the nights they do a kind of a gathering. Everybody hangs out and they feed you well and everything during the whole process. It's a pretty cool experience.
Yeah.
But during the gathering in season one and two, I came in as a musical guest and kind of performed for their break night, basically.
Right.
And then season three, I didn't do anything with them on that one. But then I came in on season four as a crew. So I got brought in as a contractor.
Oh, wow.
And I'm part of the crew working. And I actually bring my guitar with me when we've been on these three builds were Louisiana, South Dakota, and then this last one was in Williston, South Carolina.
Dang.
And we flip. Basically, we go into a hunting or deer camp type setup. Family, and it's all revolved around a family table is how the whole show is kind of focused on. And then we flip their place. So how they get involved is somebody will submit on the Renovations website, renovationhunterstv.com, I believe is what it is, or renovationhunters.com. Try one of those.
Just Google it.
Yeah, Renovation Hunters, Google it. But it's on right there on the website. You submit. And I don't know exact rules to the T.
Oh, there's got to be some rules, because I just had me a little tent out there or something. They come fix this thing
come
up,
on.
Boy.
Right. I know you got to, like, they ask for a video, and there's got to be some story behind why.
Really?
You know what I mean? So, like I said, it's focused around the family table, so it's trying to bring everybody back together type thing.
So how did you get involved with that from the get-go?
It's through mutual connections and friendships and family type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And over the years, I've done a lot of stuff, and this show's got my longtime best friend, Joseph Falk, is one of the crew members. His wife, Lauren's involved. Her dad, Hal Schaefer, kind of head honchos the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the host and everything of the show. He done stuff in the hunting world through the Outdoor Channel for all them years, and it's the Outdoor Channel's first renovation show. So Hal contacted me early on when they were still filming the show before it was even aired and asked me to, hey, I need a band. And I think he had Larry Fleet on the show one time, you know, coming in as musical guests because they kind mm-hmm. of had done it that way from the start, you know, having different ones. And then called me up and was like, hey, I need a band to play. And he told me what the deal was. Really didn't have to play that long, honestly.
Yeah.
And then when we were sitting after, me and Hal was just talking, and he was like, man, I need a theme song for the show. And my thoughts were, like, Colt Ford has done his other theme songs. I'm thinking, well, I guess Colt, maybe. He said, you should write me one. Or, you know, he said, can you get me one together or something like that. And I was like, well, man, I'm actually recording. This was also during the time I was recording the Untucked album.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm pretty much done recording this album. We're just doing mixes and stuff right now. And I said, I got a couple songs that might fit your show. You know, I didn't really know much about the show yet.
Yeah, yeah.
And I played him American Dreamer, and then I played Tiny Towns. I let him hear both of those. And as soon as he heard Tiny Towns, he's like, man, this sounds like you wrote that song for this show.
That's like, well, awesome.
I didn't write it. See, I've just loved the song for forever. And when I contacted Gary about recording it, he's like, yeah, man, I think we're cool with it because it never went anywhere or whatever. So now I record it, and then it's like a favorite on the album.
That's
and then
awesome.
It gets to be the theme song, and now I'm singing it kind of everywhere right now. It's like my theme song right now, too, because it's like what people go recognize me on right now. It's like, hey, you're the one that – because it's usually through somebody. So you're who Hal's talking about, or you're who Joseph's talking about in the song, da-da-da, so.
Dude, so I saw you did a little stint at Coyote Joe's, and I was going to go up there, man, but I'm freaking so busy.
You should have came up, man.
I know. I feel bad.
You texted me about coming up there.
Yeah.
If you would have hit me up, I would have put you on the list, man. So we came in for – so I've played there over the years a few times. I know the owners, and they've been very supportive with my career, you know, helping me out and let me come in there and – Big Green is a cucumber, not knowing what's going on. But, you know, I actually came in and subbed in for their house band for about a week. That was recently
about. Yeah.
And that was cool, man. That was awesome. I know some of the guys that play in the band now, and they're a hell of a group of guys and hell of musicians.
Yeah.
So to be asked to sub for them is
that's a big
accomplishment
deal.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
You know? But anyway, they're very supportive, so we'll be doing something with them from here on out in the future. So, you know, maybe a big release party with something one day. Who knows?
Who
knows, man?
I'm picking up what you're putting down. I'm toking what you're smoking over there.
Come on.
Hey, so when's the first time you picked up a guitar?
Aiden said my son is 17 years ago.
17 years ago, you picked up a guitar.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so story behind that is when I find out I'm having my son, I'm 21.
Mm-hmm.
I'm new to the bar scene, man.
Yeah.
I wasn't an alcoholic yet.
Yeah. You're working on it, yeah.
I was still on the primer level then, I believe, man. Yeah. You know? Because I know I was full-blown and close into my mid-30s and on, and now I'm 40.
Yeah, I'm 39.
So, that's my mid-30s and on was about when it hit peak on me.
Mm-hmm.
I was still pretty – back then I was a casual drinker. You know,
Just
life of the party, having fun. Mm-hmm. It made sense. I didn't need it to function. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you.
But anyway, all I wanted to do was hang out in them bars with my buddies. And life was fun, and we were young, man.
Yeah.
So my son, Aiden, I met his mom when I was 21 at a wedding And actually, my buddy Joseph, that I was telling you about on the renovation show.
Yeah, yeah.
I met his mom. I met Aiden, my son's mom, at Joseph and Lauren's wedding.
Oh.
And so anyway, we didn't work out at all at first. We were train wreck. Hated each other, fought like the Dickens, you know.
Yeah.
But really quick, as a male, said I should be a man about this and at least try to figure something out.
Yeah.
And of course, she's very understanding. So we figured something out. We made it work over the years, and we're pretty good friends now. So, but
see, yeah. I got a 20-year-old daughter.
Really?
Yeah. So right at the end of high school, I ended up getting my high school sweetheart pregnant, and we didn't.
It didn't.
I mean,
it happened.
But, yeah. So I got a 20-year-old, so I kind of feel what you're saying.
Right. So when he was coming, when I found all that out, you know, me being the stubborn head, bullheaded Taurus that I am,
mm-hmm.
I was just going to see it. It was going to be my way.
Yeah.
But what that way caused was me paying child support, and along with the bills I'd already accumulated by then,
mm-hmm.
my good paying telecom job suddenly wasn't that good paying no more.
Right, yeah.
I was stuck at home a lot, and I still lived with my parents.
Yeah.
Which was actually a good thing that I was living with them then.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I was like, I couldn't stand being in the house. ADHD kicking my butt.
Yeah.
Didn't know I was. You know, I didn't know that's what was wrong.
Yeah, you a lot like me.
So it's just like I had to get out of this house. And I just finally said, man, if I pick that guitar up, so my dad played a little bit when I was growing up and played the local scene.
Mm-hmm.
And my granddad was a bluegrass player, so I kind of seen it growing up.
Yeah.
And the singing thing had always been in my mind. I'd drive down the road singing all the way, you know, and I finally got to where I was doing karaoke and getting a machine, and I was doing it in front of people.
Okay.
I'd get me 4 or 5 beers.
Yeah.
Get 4 or 5 in me, and I could get in front of somebody and sing, and when I could get that VFW crowd to clap, baby.
Yeah.
I didn't care.
Awesome.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, that's where I kind of fell in love with the whole thing. So,
wow.
And then picked up, I'm picking up a guitar and like I'm learning how to play his guitar, and I did. My dad showed me basically the positions of G, C, and D,
mm-hmm.
and I just picked it up every day, made sure I was playing at least 30 minutes to an hour every day, and just dove in working. And I said, "This is happening, you know. He's coming, you know.
Yeah.
My son's coming, no matter what." So, and I just went all my life, man. You know, and then I started playing gigs and about 6 months after learning how to play, I guess, me and my dad started a duo, and that's where we started the VFW shows.
Nice.
And playing American Legions and stuff like that. So, you know, that's where I cut my teeth, man. I'll always humble back to them places. I love those places.
Wow.
I still try to do stuff with them as much as I can.
Yeah.
You know, I still try to give back to the military as much as I can and do things with that too, so. That's where I cut my teeth, and the whole music scene was in the military.
How did you get hooked up with the military bars like that?
So my dad, my grandfather was in the service,
mm-hmm.
and then my mom's dad was in the service, and I didn't know my mom's dad because he passed when my mom was young. So the only grandfather I knew was my dad.
Wow.
My
mom's dad died when she was young too.
Really?
It's crazy. It's just crazy.
That's
it's
wild.
It's getting a weird story. And he was in the Navy.
Was he?
Yeah.
So I believe my papa was in the Navy. The one that passed early,
mm-hmm.
my mom's dad, he was in the Army because he was in Green Beret.
Okay, yeah. Wow.
So he did the nuclear bomb test, and she's pretty sure it was the Agent Orange thing, because he had cancer.
Golly.
So that's how he passed from that.
Incredible. That's crazy.
She was like 15, something like that. So I never got to meet him, but I know a lot of my mom's side. My mom's a Russell originally, and And that's actually my first name, Russell Matthew Tucker. So I've got my mom's maiden first name. Matthew is just my name, you know, and then Tucker is my dad's name. So.
Hell yeah. That's an awesome name there.
Well, it's a lot of first names in my
opinion. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Some people's first name is Tucker.
Yeah, if it wasn't a country singer, you'd have been a NASCAR. You know?
Probably. The only nice car I'd be in is the one if I could buy one, a nice car.
A nice car, yeah.
I don't need to be behind no speed wheel. I'd probably say that. I'm better off in a mud truck or something.
Hell yeah, dude. So check it out. I get to go down in September. I get to go race the old Corvette for Chevy training. We get to go drive Corvettes around the racetrack. It's going to be
like the brand new ones?
Brand new ones, dude. I'm pretty excited. I didn't get to do that. I was selling Hondas before, and it was nothing like that.
Sounds like you need a local guest.
Yeah,
we need to film it.
That's why I'm there.
See what you can do.
Yeah, I'm gonna rip this thing, dude.
Right?
Because I thought Corvettes are cool. You know, they look cool, whatever. And I did the Chevy testing on them. I was like, man, they sold me on these things. And so really? Now when they come off the truck, I'm like, God, that thing is.
So I'm a GM guy, so
yeah.
I got a GMC.
Well, I mean, Chevy.
I'm in the market, man.
Hey,
I'm in the market right now.
I know a guy.
We need to talk. I got a song named "We Need to Talk."
Yeah, I listened to that I did. I swear, I was like, oh, I like it. It's good. I mean, the names of the titles are great because they're like, oh my God, that's something I say when something heavily emotional happens.
About that title. So that title was pitched to me during COVID.
Oh, really?
I was actually sitting over at Morgan's house. This is before me and her were, like, living together before we were official, you know, like. Anyway, I'm over there, and it was a guy. What did he message me? What Darren messaged me? Instagram. So I went through this whole, the reason I couldn't remember is because I went through this whole debacle with social media I had pages with all these followers on Facebook and Instagram, and I had like this hack, this big identity theft thing go on. Hit my bank accounts.
Wow.
Things that I'd worked on for years, because back when that happened, that was 2022, when that was during COVID. See, all this happened during COVID. But anyway, just back then, man, I mean, that really just turned me, because it took a lot of years. It's, to me, in my opinion, now that I've kind of, I ain't figured out how to do this algorithm and all, but I understand it better.
Yeah.
And now that I'm seeing results on things happening.
You got a pretty good TikTok going on.
It's easier to do it, to build one now, if you know.
Mm-hmm.
When I built that old one, it was just darts, man. I mean, we'd hire a marketing team, or we'd go do this, or we'd go play 150 shows, and we'd have banners up, you know. So to me, it was all that grind and hustle that was behind that, those social pages.
Yeah.
So it devastated me. Like, it just beat, and I beat myself up inside. I blamed it on the drink, and I did it all, man. So. Mm-hmm. I just turned my world upside down. So now, like, the social media thing is like, it's always like when I talk about it, because I've had so many dang new pages. So I'm trying to remember what Darren what Darren hit me on. It was Instagram, my old Instagram page. And he said, "Hey, man, excuse me. My name is Darren Hunter. I'm a artist. What do you call the book people?" Can't think right now.
Book
or
manager,
babe.
Count.
What is writer. A writer? Yes, author is what I'm trying to think of. A book author.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And the first time I said Arthur.
Yeah,
I meant author.
Yeah. Hey, I'm. Right
He's
there,
a writer. Man. Sorry, okay. Darren. I don't know why that word wouldn't come out of my mouth. Or, you know, it was there. It just wouldn't jump off my tongue.
Yeah.
So he goes, "Man, I got this. I'm a writer." And he kind of shared what work he's done and said, "I got this poem Well, he said, I've got a song. Mm-hmm. He said, and I was trying to pitch it to a local country artist, and he said he was in like the Pennsylvania area or Pittsburgh area, up that way in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't getting a response out of the local guy. And he said he just happened to run across, like, seen me on his Instagram feed one day. And what's it called on Instagram where you kind of like the For You page, like the Discover?
Suggestions or something.
Yeah, where you go and discover.
I'm terrible with Instagram, man. I'm big on Facebook. I don't really get I get on Instagram, I look at some reels, and that's
I post is what I do. Like, I've got it scheduled.
Yeah, my goes from Facebook to Instagram.
I got you.
You know what I mean? Like, if I post something to Facebook, it'll go over.
But I've got it set up where it goes from Instagram to Facebook because I don't much. Like, I'll run, like, ads on Facebook and try to build. I'm still trying to build the following back on that new page.
Yeah.
So I've got.
I need to put in work on Instagram, but I don't know why.
Me too. I mean, my TikTok's got the most followers right now.
Yeah.
I got like 35, and I did. That's from just over the years. I'd run campaigns and like do all this. I mean, I spent money during COVID trying to figure out the thing. Like, and I still ain't figured a dang TikTok out. I've got something that's working better for me now.
Yeah.
But so I'm just kind of sticking with it, and I'm just using an AI platform to help me like post regularly, and it's taking my music videos.
Which
and
platform
them.
Do you use?
I use Opus Clip.
Yeah, that's what I use too.
That's good, man.
Yeah, it works.
I mean, I got to subscribe. I paid for the plan and everything.
Speaking of that, the first interview I did that was on TV, I did with a guy. All right, long story short, my son was turning 7, and he was like, he's always talking about Cybertrucks. I'm like, and I was like, those things ain't real, man. What are you talking about? And then I take him out. It was Taco Tuesday. We were at the Taco Bell, and always take him out for tacos. And he's like, Dad, there's a Cybertruck. I look, and there's a daggum Cybertruck coming down the I'm like, what is that? So I make a video. I post it. Everybody locates the guy. They're like, it's Joe Faye. And they're like, he's a big TikToker. I'm like, what? And I started looking him up. 3.5 million followers on TikTok.
He's turned us into dollars.
Yeah, and and it was all Tesla stuff. And he had the second Cybertruck in the state of New York, but he's also a state police officer. So, anyways, ended up messaging him on TikTok with incredible that he responded to me right because I was Carolina Chuck. And he's like, oh, I heard of you on the radio, you know.
Oh, wow.
And because I used to cut radio ads up for the dealership. Anyways, I said, dude, my son loves this thing. His birthday is Saturday. It can like, he look at it, you know, and he freaking let us go and check it out. And I was like, man, you got to come on my show.
That's cool, man.
I'm doing this thing. So he told me about Opus. That's when I first found out about it. I'm like, if that guy uses it and he's making money,
right?
I'm getting it, you know.
So, it's a good platform, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. It's pretty easily to customize and everything.
Yeah, it's super easy. Yeah. I'm gonna drop this whole video in there and get
their
some cool
AI's
clips.
Crazy how it's like let it detect this, make it. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. You can literally just tell it. If I just turned the mic thing on, I could say, "Hey, man, do it.
Yeah.
Hey, I want so and find these parts and da 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 da."
Yeah.
And it'll like find it for you.
Yeah, it's
and
incredible.
Understands my crazy accent and everything.
Right, I swear. You ought to see me trying to text and talk, man. I can't use Siri for anything when I'm driving.
Right.
But look, we're gonna get close to the end. You got a new album, right?
I've got a new song that I'm putting out soon. I don't have a date quite yet because we just finished mixing it in this studio. So it just, Landis just sent me a print to listen to earlier because it's going to mastering.
Really? So, what's the name of it?
It's called Leaning on the Bar, man.
Leaning on the Bar.
It's kind of my testimony song.
Really?
Yeah, I wrote this song during COVID in Nashville with my buddy Kyle Coulihan. Shout out, Kyle.
What's up, Kyle?
Kyle, what's up, baby? It's just kind of become my thing, like kind of breaking alcoholism and, you know, and like when I wrote it, I was heavy into drinking, but I was writing it at the same time like, this is what I don't need to be doing this.
Wow.
You know, like,
right.
I know And at the time, it wasn't just like, I need to be in church on my knees begging for my life. It wasn't that, and I needed to, it just, I know it wasn't good for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got my kids watching me, all this stuff.
So. Oh, yeah. Hey, look, I'm been right there with you, brother. Yeah. I know exactly what you're saying, but you're saying it, and I'm just listening right now.
Right.
Yeah.
So
I've went there.
We wrote this song then, and I sat on it for a while, especially like after I recorded the Untucked album. I had time to work those songs, really. I'm still working some of them. I mean, I'm still working that album. We're making clips out of the music videos now and trying to build our following on socials and everything. So, like, I'm still working those songs. So, like, I had this song kind of ready, and I didn't put it on the album.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't think I'm ready to even put it out. Yeah. It ain't time yet. Something didn't feel right.
Right.
So, we started recording it. And probably the end of 2023, and this was before this place was built,
mm-hmm.
and the other studios next door inside Landis's grandfather's manufacturer right there.
Oh, really?
So that's, Reynolds Industries is his family's, as he's part of that too. So
yeah. That's
how he was able to build this here, you know, which I'm so glad he was able to.
Right. I need to hit him up about
I helped him build that other one.
Here.
Yeah, man. They're doing a podcast package here.
Yeah, really?
Mm-hmm. He's got a partner that does Hudson. Hudson does all – he works for – like he films for Apple TV and stuff like that. And
wow.
He got a big contract with big stuff. And Hudson actually shot my music video, My Kind of Time.
Really?
Yeah. But his partner, Hudson, does all that high-end video work. Wow. And so they're gonna do a package deal where they'll rent the booth out or whatever, like $250 or $300, and they do everything for you. You just come in and record your show. I don't know how long that lasts. They're doing some kind of package.
I gotta get some bigger sponsors before I do that.
Yeah. I bet we can talk to him.
Yeah.
For you though, for something
sure.
different.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. Well, look, do you wanna play us a little sample?
I'll play some of it, man. For
well,
sure.
I'm well, look, stop. I'm going to relocate the cameras. And
yeah. When you look back at it, you know where the clap was.
Because mm-hmm, you line them up on sound waves, mm-hmm.
on videos and stuff. You want me to just go into it, or you want to talk about it first? So we wrote it in Nashville, me and Kyle Coulihan, and just kind of started talking about these things. Like, the song actually was just called Leaning on the Bar. It was, I've been leaning on the bar. And our idea was leaning on the bar, like the actual bar, the bar of the music, the pill bar. Like, you've just been leaning on everything to escape. So, and then the idea of was kind of just all these things we were trying, because both of us kind of going through it, you know.
Right.
I guess speaking from experience, you know. And just the things we were trying to do to get out of that mindset. So, is where the ideas pulled together. So. And now
that's
it's
awesome.
Just... I don't know, it's just cool. I like playing it now. We kind of been playing with the band a few times live. I don't know, I feel like it's going to be one of my favorites for a while. So
send it.
Send it, baby. This is called Leaning on the Bar. Shout out Moonlander's Lemonade. Hopefully you don't send me to the moon. Hey, babe, did you take some pictures? Thanks. All right, leaning on the bar. I tried church on Sunday morning with a line with a couple friends. Made the phone call home to mama. Drove that dirt road until it ends. I've been that good time, Charlie. Had more than one night stands. 9 to 5er, work all nighter, but ain't nothing working, man. So I'm propped up on the jukebox, jacked up on the rocks. And Whiskey Ben ain't coming back, like a sad song that never stops. Yeah, what hurts the most is if I go back home. She haunts me there in the dark. I ain't kneeling, I'm leaning on the bar. I dropped all the memories on a letter and I let them all go. Gave everything you left behind to a brand new home. That's Hunter Proof, baby. I'm just trying to move on. Propped up on the jukebox, jacked up on the rocks. Whiskey Ben ain't coming back, like a sad song that never stops. Yeah, what hurts the most is if I go back home. She haunts me there in the dark. When I ain't kneeling, I'm leaning on the bar. Propped up on a jukebox, jacked up on a rock. Whiskey Ben ain't coming back, like a sad song that never stops. Yeah, what hurts the most is if I go back home. She haunts me there in the dark. When I ain't kneeling, when I ain't kneeling, I'm leaning on the bar. Leaning on the bar. Yeah, man.
That was awesome.
Leaning on the bar. How'd it sound over there on, that, on your headphones?
Really, it sounded really good.
Yeah, cool.
It sounded good really deal. Good. That cool. Was awesome. Cool, man. Thanks.
Well, if I need to play it again, I was going to say, well, I'll take two if I need to.
Nah, I like it like good, that. That was good. Awesome.
Cool, bro. Appreciate you, man. Yeah, dude. Thank you, man. Appreciate you taking the time to do that, dude.
Night on a vacay, it's beat, so I'm heading to the room. A Nelly playing in the background, now the boys should give it till 2. We pick the spot with the crowd, we grab a few drinks and we hit the floor. A shorty popped up, grabbed me by the shirt and said, "Is she want some more?" And I said, "And there she is, swinging my hands, singing and dancing, singing.